This course is by Duane and Da Ben. For information, visit www.orindaben.com, orindaben.com.
Hello, this is Duane. I am happy to share with you the wonder and joy I found in exploring seeing into the energies beyond what we normally think of as reality. This side is an energy exploration by Da Ben, explaining on many levels what it is to see clairvoyantly. The other side is a journey to open and expand your ability to see. Enjoy now your expanding vision of the world about you. Welcome. This is Da Ben. We will speak now of a topic that holds much promise and is beginning to be easier and easier for all of you. In fact, it is clear that each of you, at some level, has begun to experience these things and has responded in your own way. Let us speak of these phenomena, clairvoyance, as an umbrella term, perhaps as you might call it, for the phenomena of extending your senses beyond that which your machines have validated and verified to be true. For you have not yet developed machines as sensitive as your senses, and soon you will, and you will impart as an unraveling of the mystery that extending your senses has created. It is discomforting, perhaps, to notice things that you can see entirely new and in different ways. As you begin to explore in these areas, you may notice associations. You may even feel as though you are gaining information that you haven't much of a right to, that it is unfair to know. How, you might ask yourself, is it unfair to become conscious of all that you could be? Is it unfair that it is so easy? That all of you can have all that you could have, and that all the joy that you could experience, the abundance that you could bring to your life and to the lives of those around you. Let us look, much as you might look if you were to create this organism that is your body. How would you go about it? We are not playing God here, but playing the technicians, perhaps, as to how one would organize matter in the form that you are. How does one go about maintaining it in this way? You know from your scientists that there is a binding that goes on at many levels, subatomic particles at the atomic level, at the molecular level, at the cellular level, at the organ level, all programmed and bonded in some way. How does this all come about? How is it that information is taken in and transmitted into that body that is yours? One of the ways, a key way, that this takes place is through the energy field that the matter that you are exists in, that the matter that you call your physical body exists in, and indeed is created by. For those of you who have experienced the energies of others, and we know at many other times in your awareness, as you become more and more observant in bringing your observations to consciousness, that you can begin to notice the fields around your body. In fact, your scientists have begun to discover them as well, because they are at least able to develop instruments sensitive to measure a few of the aspects of these energies. You can use these energies, learn from them, before you have your measuring tools, because you have more sensitive measuring tools than your scientists will have in your day. Begin to think now that this field might otherwise organize all of this matter. In fact, any disturbances in these energy fields would create a disturbance in that matter. And any enhanced awareness in that field, any enhanced quality in this field, would create an enhanced quality in that body at a physical level, at an emotional level, at a mental level. For as this energy comes through and organizes matter and shifts from moment to moment, as though it is blinking on and off, for in fact at a frequency it is indeed. And as you began to adjust the frequency of your vision, I will talk of how your vision, as you know it in a normal sense, has come to you, and what a marvelous tool it is. If you could see, for instance, faster than 10 cycles per second, you would be unable to really find comfort in the electricity that you see for light. You would have to increase the vibration rate of this electricity, the oscillation of the alternating current that you send through your light bulbs, for you'd begun to see them blink on and off. And any of you who have played with physics and have seen stroboscopes and have gone to discos and have seen the effects of that a strobe set at about your visible limit in frequency can create, you can begin to understand the patterns, the limits to your senses, and the beginning of your senses in the expanded, clairvoyant way. And as you begin to expand and look at the places in between what it is that you now call normal and what it is that you might envision to be true and drop that form, that appearance, that hope as to what it might be, or fear as to what it might be, just a little bit, the mystery will draw you on to discovering what it is in your key as observation. And what is it, this observation? If you look at something, and we will use visual terms here, for your society, your culture, indeed the human body is very suited in the modern age to the visual sense, and you have many terms for it, thus we can use it more precisely. But if you notice what your physical eye gives you in the range of light waves, in the range of the photons that you call visible light, that part of the electromagnetic spectrum, it is that you are seeing bits of color. For you can distinguish a certain set of frequencies that you have labeled color, that your eye is equipped to see in combinations. And as you look out there, you see bits of color very finely gridded, and that is all that you see. It is at a later stage that you begin to organize these bits of color in patterns. If you will look about you, perhaps the flowers, the walls, or the light as it comes off objects about you, you begin to see shades of all of the colors that you can recognize there. It is not until you begin to recognize that these shades of colors are grouped into some sort of pattern. And yet there is another step and another. It takes also noticing that these patterns have some recognition to patterns that you have seen before. It is this process that an infant takes some time in learning, and indeed they learn it very quickly. But if you were to attempt to teach a computer, as many of your kind are trying to do now, you began to recognize the complexity that is required to get patterns to form that actually make some sort of consistent sense. Begin to define, as it were, a reality. And that is the next step to your seeing in the normal realms, and clairvoyantly, is beginning to make sense of the patterns. You look about you, you could see just the patterns as outlines, or draw the things as you have seen in the figures that some of your artists are so skilled at drawing, where at one glance you could see one thing, and at another glance you could see something else. For someone, some other human, with the same skills as you, but from a different culture, would look at that, they would see something else altogether. For it is in your agreements that you have agreed to see these things in the way that you do. Clairvoyance, as you began to see these energies, as you began to see, to feel, to sense, to know these energies, you will see much that you will not understand. And of this, you will have a natural knowing about many, many of the energies that you experience. And it will take some learning and some education, some observation on your part to recognize the difference between a tree, perhaps, or a chair. For the energies in part will be similar. There will be similar patterns there, and they will be quite different, though not resemble necessarily the form. And when those of you who channel for another person, often it is this energy system that is the person that you are seeing, and that through your guide you are beginning to interpret. So how does one begin to develop this clairvoyant sight? In a manner, simply by beginning to explore within your own mind the possibility that there is a richness beyond any that you might have known, and begin to recognize that potential. If you would look now, as a beginning, in your dream consciousness, and notice whether or not you have ever seen a part of your body in that dream consciousness. Can you see your hands? What do they look like? Were there energies there? Do they appear as they do normally? Does an act of will that can assist you in the beginning to develop the knowledge that there are energies beyond that which is brought to you by your normal visual senses? For when you look at your hands, you might have been seeing them, but in a different form, perhaps through symbols, perhaps through patterns of energy. And it is learning how you see these things, feel them, or sense them. For many of you, your strongest developed trait, the way that you related to most of the world, is visual. For others, it is hearing. You hear sounds around everything. Everything just sounds right or sounds off or sounds distant or sounds close. Or it sounds too soft or it sounds too loud. It is either in harmony or out of harmony. You begin to experience much of the harmony, this right on or off, through your vision. Begin to see the way in which all things about you relate. Begin to explore the strength that you already have within your senses. If you are a musician, if you enjoy listening to music, begin to notice how many tonal qualities you can pick from a piece. How far can these tonal qualities go? How deep can you see within them? How finely can you divide the time that it takes for these tonal qualities to come about? It is in this looking for ways to increase your observational abilities that you can develop them. It would be as if you were asking a newborn child as to how they were going to use their vision, this new ability to interpret that they are acquiring. At a non-verbal level, at the superconscious level, the infant knows that vision is very important. They do not know how they are going to use it, for indeed you could not predict all the ways in which you have used your sight. And you right now cannot predict all the ways that you could use your own joy and enhanced appreciation of life around you through your clairvoyance. For many of you, the necessity will be that your sensitivity is opening to a degree that you do not know where the whirlpool that you walk into is coming from, sometimes when you walk into it. For it is a whirlpool of energy, and it is often not until you are well jostled and battered that you begin to recognize that you are not in just this door, this place or other, or this traffic or other, that there was more going on there. And just as you would nor to enter a raging storm in the ocean without preparation, you need to begin to become aware as to beginning to see the storms about you. In this way, you can begin to navigate through them, prepare for them, find in actuality that the storm can create an exhilarating run when prepared for it. And you can become even more alive and alert than ever. Begin to use your senses thus. And as you use your senses in this way, you may find that your mind seeks validation, seeks bringing your new observations into your normal reality. Indeed, this will happen and it will become more and more tangible to you as you use your new skills to bring beauty to the energies about you, to the energies of the people that you come in contact with, to your own energies in different environments and circumstances. And as you begin to notice the changes and observe the processes that are set up about you by you bringing this energy to a greater harmony, to a more beautiful pattern, you'll find it to be quite tangible, indeed very open to bringing about results in what you might call your ordinary or normal reality. And as you continue to explore your ability in these areas, notice that you began to integrate some of the skills and observations that you have gained through your seeing the energy in this way, and respond with a combination of your normal and visual sense and your clairvoyant visual sense. It will be subtle at first, and if you are up to the subtle levels of observation, you'll begin to see it. And as you do it more and more, and become more conversant in seeing in this way, you will notice, and others may notice as well, that you move in different ways to take advantage of or to harmonize the energy about you. It would not be required if you were not seeing in this way. There is, in this tangibility, many other aspects that you can explore. For it is a part of the gravity field and the electromagnetic field and the life force field about you. And you are bringing about effect at these levels as you work with these energies. And it is with that now, we invite you to join us on the next side for a journey to develop and to open your ability to see more completely in these realms. And we bid you a most fond good day for now.